Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my name's Cliff, and this is Brett and Cliff's Flea Circus.
Hello, I'm Brett.
Hello. Brett, you're a bit quiet. We're having all kinds of problems. I'm in the dark. There's a storm happening. The internet's gone off.
Do you think it's because of the storm?
No, it's you. I can hear you fiddling around with the microphone. Just can't hear you properly.
Well, can you hear us better now?
A bit, but like, why are you so far away from the microphone?
I'm not. It's in here. Look, like this.
Yeah, that works.
Well, you want to still like this?
You need to hold it like Freddie Mercury. Maybe not exactly that close.
Well, I'm not really into
that.
Oh,
this is good. You like a Quizmaster?
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
Oh, it's good. Hey, like Cliff. You're like on the move.
Well, you like it. But I'm not used to it. The wife's just got a new Hoover.
Oh, shit. Is it a pile of shit?
It's a pile of shit, yeah.
I was watching that the other day. What a song.
Yeah, it is a good song, that, isn't it? Right. It's a shock. Hey, apparently
is it?
All the rage or something.
They are all the rage,
aye. So that's what she's got.
Right,
what you got?
I don't know. This isn't working. You need to put that down or something. You moved it away. You're like fucking Ian Brown.
Well, of course. Me idol.
What have I got? I'm not sure. I think it might be a shark.
You've got one as well, have you?
It's especially for animals. Sucks up the animals. Uh-huh.
That's good. Uh-huh. I'd like that one. I don't know if you got that
I'm
version.
Not enjoying this one bit. I think everything's going to come crashing down.
Well, that would be good, wouldn't it? It would be the first podcast that's been abandoned by a storm. You look very sheepish, if you don't mind the same clip.
Sheepish. I'm nervous. That's why I'm really nervous.
And you don't like sheep.
Yeah, and that,
or is it goats?
No, goats. Remember the large sheep from your school?
Sheep. I can't remember him now.
Who's he? Sheep on his head.
Vaguely. I've got a very bad memory for all this stuff.
Nobody will know who.
Terrible memory. No, I know we'll know who he is. I forgot loads of stuff. For my birthday, there was all the lads and that went to the pub. They were saying stuff and I was fucking, I can't remember any of that. What are you on about?
You wiped it out.
No, it's just because of the heady days, isn't it?
The
heady
days.
You just forget about all that shit.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, Brett, I don't have anything to say because I, on top of the...
Did you see you then?
The technical shambles. I've been ill, so I've got no crack. But luckily,
you've been ill.
You sent me something about Alan Titchmarsh just before we came on, so let's talk about
I did. Yes, I had. His trousers have been banned by the North Koreans, haven't they? Rather wonderfully. I don't know if it's just specifically Titchmarsh's trousers, but I was reading into it, and apparently it's because Kim Jong, whatever his name is, Kim Jong Il, decided that denim jeans are like evil, and it's all to do with American imperialism and stuff. What a fruitcake!
Well, he's all right, isn't he? He's a big fan of the very loose slacks. Very wide legs.
Well, that's it. Imagine living in North Korea and not being able to wear jeans.
You wouldn't be able to.
What would you
like
wear?
Communists hate the jeans. They are a sign of Western imperialism.
For the fuck? You know what I mean? Bollocks. I've seen plenty of communists in jeans.
Well, I think Kim Jong-un, I think he looks like he's always very comfortable in his clothes.
Well, yeah. Is he comfortable in his own skin? No, that's what I'd like.
Well.
Or whoever's skin he's currently invested.
We're here to talk about a Neil Young album. I really haven't done anything, so let's talk about that. It was my choice. And got a synopsis, Brett, or do you want me to do
it? No, I told you I've retired.
Retired from the synopsis?
I have quit.
Well, this is an album by Neil Young and Crazy Horse from 1975 mm-hmm. called Zuma. It's his seventh solo album, or solo with Crazy Horse. It was recorded after former bandmate Danny Wittner died, but it's like three years after that. And basically made a series of albums, three albums called the Ditch Trilogy, which are all miserable. And this Ooh. Is the album after that. So the fourth album after his former bandmate died, and he's he was down in the dumps. He's out of that a little bit, and he's got a new guitarist. Then it was recorded in his producer's garage studio in LA. And it's got a very loose sound to it, and very guitar heavy, because the new guitarist brought a very different sound to what Neil Young and Crazy Horse was all about, which is what has kind of continued ever since. So yeah, this is Neil Young's seventh studio album, Zuma, from 1975, called Zuma.
Zuma.
Had you heard it before?
I'd heard tracks from it. Obviously, Cortez the Killer and stuff. I'd heard that one before, but not Cliff in its entirety.
Okay,
this is
what
the
do you
first
think?
Time. Well, it's Neil Young in it, and I love Neil Young, so I thoroughly enjoyed it. He's just a fucking genius guitarist, isn't he?
I think
he's like a guitar hero.
I think he is, completely. And I think it's good, like the mix of him and so the guitarist that joined for this album is a fella called Frank Poncho San Pedro.
Nice.
So basically, there are four piece. Although there's some other people on this album, because there's one or two songs with recorded at different times, which is very much a Neil Young thing to do.
There's a Crosby, Stills, and Nash one. At
the last song is a Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song somehow on this album, which is totally different to the rest of them. And also,
it's out of place, that, isn't it?
It's out of place, really, when you listen to the full thing.
It's
very
just
short
been
album.
Stuck on.
It's only 36 minutes long, and one of the songs was 7 minutes. So the rest of them are quite short. I love this album. Maybe my favorite Neil Young album, but also he's got an album called On the Beach, which is in the middle of the Ditch Trilogy, which I think we've talked about.
We did that one.
Yeah, we did that one. So this is these are probably my two favorite albums. But this kind of marks a new sound, like I was saying, when Frank Poncho San Pedro's joined. So if anybody's heard Neil Young and Crazy Horse, there's a lot of very kind of slow, big, crunchy riffs. And they're Poncho's influence. That's what he does.
Well, like the guitar's like, it's weird, isn't it? It's got like a little bit of a fuzz to it.
Yeah. I think that's him, the way he played.
You think that's him? Because it's Neil Young. You know, all the crazy guitar solos, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's Neil Young with the guitar solos. And I think the thing is, and what everybody kind of come to know about Crazy Horse, which wasn't how they started, is that they're just this slow, plodding, non-stop, the riffs just keep going, and the beat is kind of, it's constant, and it's very unshowy. And then Neil Young obviously does his stuff over the top of it.
So they're like a jamming band, Crazy Horse.
I think at this point they became a jamming band. And I think that's what this is born out of. So it's quite surprising that the songs are so short, when I think it was basically made when they were in this, like, thrown together in the studio kind of garage, but they were playing gigs that, if I've read a few books and I've lost the train of where it was all coming from, but I think they were just doing gigs in like a local bar at the same time, and just playing. So maybe by the time they came to record, they just like press record and did the songs.
Yeah.
But it, well, I think
that's what I like about this album though, isn't it? It's like, I was thinking about Neil Young's guitar playing before, and it's like, it's got like a dreamy sort of quality to it, hasn't it? It's almost like he doesn't know where it's going to go. He does obviously know where it's going to go, but it's got like that jamming sort of element to it. He must know where it goes, but it's genius. It always goes in like a satisfying direction.
I think so. One thing with Neil Young, even his long, really like jammy songs, and obviously before this, there was Down by the River and Cowgirl and the Sand, which are long and kind of show off that side of Crazy Horse as well, but a bit more intricate, I think, those ones, and a bit more late 60s sounding. I think you can tell this is like very, very mid 70s to me, the sound of it anyway. But yeah, if you look like Cortez the Killer, which is maybe the best known song on the album, which has got this long...
Your favourite Neil Young song, is that right?
I think it's my favourite Neil Young song, yeah. This long, slow intro, which is just really dreamy. I think that's the best thing for it. And it's about, it's about Aztecs and Cortez going from Spain to South America.
Yeah.
And I think even before I knew what that was, and to be honest, I had read what it meant and what it was about afterwards. Even before I knew that, it made me feel of like a boat like going over water.
Yeah.
That was the feeling it gave us, that intro. And then the lyrics come in after about 4 minutes, 5 minutes or something.
I like that. It's about it. I like the intro. Class.
Yeah, it's great.
But I like the intro on another one as well, called Danger Bird, which is wonderful. I think they could almost be like brothers, those two songs on this album. Danger Bird and Cortez the Killer.
Yeah, you're messing with me about that one. I think that's probably the heaviest song on there. Big, again, like... the word crunchy comes into my head when talking about these riffs, because it's got that almost distorted sound, I think, in the guitar a little bit. And I just think that's probably the heaviest one. I thought you would like that one. And another
I like songs with called Bird in the title.
Oh, do you?
I've decided that. But I was thinking about this earlier, because obviously Free Bird and stuff like that. Yes. But Lynyrd Skynyrd had a bit of a falling out with Neil Young, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Isn't he in Sweet Home Alabama? They're slagging him off, aren't they? Sure that they are. A Southern man don't need Neil Young around anyhow or something.
Neil Young around anyhow. Yeah, because he wrote the song Southern Man, which is kind of having to go at rednecks from the South or whatever. And they came back with that. But yeah. So you like that one, Freebird? What about Everybody Heard About the Bird? Bird.
Like that who doesn't like that one? Cut. Anybody that watches Family Guy likes that one, doesn't it?
That's the three songs.
And Elbows the Birds. I like that.
Okay. I'm Like a Bird by Nelly Furtado. Like that?
It's good. It's decent.
Good song, isn't it? Good song.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love the first song on the album, Don't Cry, No Tears. Really, really
love
that.
Yeah, that's a good, nice riff at the start with that one.
Lovely riff, very country, kind of country and western kind of musician, like music. Nice vocals.
The acoustic-y one as well, Pardon My Heart, that one's good.
Yeah, that's nice.
Like the electric guitar comes in and kind of mirrors what he's playing on the acoustic and stuff.
Yeah, well.
So that one's a nice one.
I think, so on that, different drummer. And no poncho on it, so you haven't got. Right. That's why it sounds different again, I think. And it's not. The drummer Ralph Molina, he sings back and vocals, but doesn't play the drums. You never know what you're gonna get with Neil Young. When, like, you're the drummer, are you? I don't want to hear that from you.
you were saying at the start that it's been done in someone's garage or something like that. They probably regretted that, didn't they? Because in Cortez the Killer, the sort of equipment blew up, didn't it? And the last verse of the song's missing, and they've never bothered to do it again.
Yeah, they didn't do it again, just left it.
The song just kind of Danger Bird's the same, it's weird. Yep. Bird and Cortez the Killer, he's playing this just fantastic riff at the end, and it just fades out. You don't get to hear what he's
it doesn't often you think that's because it's been going on for ages and they've just, well, we can't find a place.
It sounds genius though. Absolutely class. Both at the end of both those songs, it's like, what's coming next? But that is like, that it's intriguing to wonder what was coming next, isn't
it? Well, again, like Neil Young, the big contrarian of modern rock music, certainly somebody who's that big and has been that legendary over the years, he just seems to do everything to piss people off or go, oh, you want to hear another 5 minutes of this, do you? Well, never mind. I'm just going to stop it now.
Never mind. But it adds a bit of interest in it. You know what I mean? What could have that been next?
Good guitar on that drive back as well, isn't there? Before,
I've never listened to a song like, I think Neil Young, obviously on these two songs, his guitar playing so wonderful. You do want to hear more of what he's doing, despite the length of some of the songs. But it's just intriguing just to wonder. Shit, man, he's going off in a completely different direction at the end of that song. What would he have done next? You know what I mean? It's just, I think that's part of his genius, I think.
Yeah, of course, I agree. And also, like, you know, there's, if you have a look at what's come out in the last few years, he's released loads of, like, this album I recorded, but never brought it out. This album I recorded, never brought it out. And then they've all kind of come out. How they were meant to, because what's happened is all of these songs have been kind of split up over different things, which is how you get that Crosby, Stills and Nash song on this, and you get that one with no drummer on it and stuff. But at the same time as recording this, I think probably the first album other than Decade, which is like a 10-year spanning, not really a best of, is it, but like a collection, was Rust Never Sleeps. I think they were the first two I got for myself. Rust Never Sleeps was the one with Hey Hey My My on and My My Hey Hey, and we got into that because of Oasis, which we've talked about before. And on that, there's a bunch of songs that people probably know, if you know Neil Young a little bit, which are Powderfinger and Pocahontas, and they were all recorded for this, but also recorded in different versions for, there's an album called Hitchhiker came out. There's an album called Chrome Dreams. So basically he spent 2 or 3 years trying to make different albums with a bunch of the same songs on and trying to make them fit albums, but that have ended up coming out in different versions. So it's really hard to know like what these albums were ever meant to be or sound like, because you can probably get 4 albums from this period, which the songs kind of overlap and cross over. And he's like, no, it was meant to be like this. And then a year later, he's like, actually, this was how it was meant to be like. You're like, what? Oh, I don't understand. I don't understand.
But then that fits in with the jamming thing almost, doesn't it? Like, there's no structure.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But this one, he says, oh, it's about the Aztecs and all that. But it's not, is it? It's only Cortez the Killer. It's about it.
I know. I've got 3 songs about Aztecs. Not that I can work out from this. Like, you've got one.
So it's not like a concept album about the Aztecs or anything, is it? He's just, you know. He's just a strange and wonderful guy. But, I mean, ultimately, what a guitarist, man. He's a fucking, he's a genius on the guitar.
Have you read the
It's just
about,
unbelievable what he does.
Have you read the thing about when he played a song to Bob Dylan from this?
I read a little bit, yeah.
The song Hitchhiker, which, again, is this album called Hitchhiker. Fucking weird. And I think he played all of these songs on this version called Hitchhiker like in one run, and they're really stoned, and there's a couple of songs on there and they're like giggling and stuff like that. But the song Hitchhiker is meant to be him like writing a confessional about using different drugs and where it's got him in his career and his life, and apparently played it to Bob Dylan, and Bob Dylan just said, that's honest.
Yeah.
And like Neil Young said, he didn't think of anything at the time, but he knows that Dylan's like a piss taker.
He just
imagines what he really meant was like, could he not come up with anything better?
You haven't thought about that very much, have you?
Anyway, that's quite good. So I think there's like I say, check out Hitchhiker and Chrome Dreams, which are all around this time, and it's got different versions of some of these songs on. But I love this album. I think this mid-70s Crazy Horse is like my favorite era.
Yeah.
Because it obviously goes very different in the 80s and then comes back very grungy in the 90s. But it's mad. He's still bringing out like an album. Yeah, like, well, just stop. Slow down. Like, you bring out too much stuff.
What he does. It's what he does, though, isn't it? You kind of stop musicians from making music, can you? You know? It's a good thing, man, I think.
So what's your favourite on here, then? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be Cortez the Killer for me and Danger Bird. Yeah, those two.
The two seven-minute ones. Love.
The two long ones, yeah. It's just because I love his guitar playing. And like I said before, I'm just intrigued as to which direction he's going. And you kind of work it out in your head. You know when you listen to a song and you're like, oh, the guitar's going to do this before first buy an album or whatever. And it's always satisfying when it does do that. But Neil Young's completely different. He just takes in weird, crazy directions, man.
But then some of them are really straightforward. Like, I think after Cortez, like, my favorite on this is Looking for a Love, which is a really simple, like, country song. And it's a bit of a confessional as well, because basically he's saying that these songs are about Aztecs and abstracts. But, I mean, actually, if you listen to most of them, they're kind of love songs or confessionals, because he's splitting up with an actress he was married to, our girlfriend, Carrie Snodgrass. And so as much as, like, this is more of a feel-good album than the previous ones, there's still a lot of songs about breaking up with somebody on there. And I think there's Looking for a Love, like, I love it. There's that line where he says, looking for a love, I haven't met her yet. She's nothing like I expected her to be. Well, have you met her or have you not met her? I'm not. So is he saying that he's looking for a love, he hasn't met the right one, and who he thought he was with obviously wasn't the right one. Like, I thought she was, but she's not.
There was another one as well, which I didn't write. I normally write the lyrics down, but I didn't. And he's talking about, I don't know if it's the same song, it might be Cliff, but he's talking about, I hope she doesn't discover the dark side of my
personality. Well, that's the next line, you know? Yeah. So that's why I love that bit.
Yeah.
I hope that she'll be fine, won't mess with her mind, before she sees the dark inside of me or something like that. It's a really sweet melody, and then it just got this kind of really bitter line. That he's obviously like saying, well, she wasn't what I thought, but maybe she got out for the best,
find out what I'm really like.
So yeah, I love that. And there's a lovely bit at the end of it where the song kind of fades out and he's singing like a slightly different, like high harmony, just as it fades out. And it's just a really nice rephrasing of that line in particular. I love it. Like, it's just one of there's some songs, like, not just Neil Young, but of all time, that there's a line or something that I get you, and that's one that gets me.
That's the one that it stuck in my head, that one for sure.
I love it, I
meant to write it down.
I actually mentioned it again because I don't have the record of this. I've got the CD, but I've just got a record of, there's a version called Doom, which is D-U-M-E, which is the name of the garage where they were recording, I guess.
Right.
And it's basically like a kind of reworked, outtakey version of this. So it's over two records. It's got some of those other songs on. It's in a different order, slightly different versions. Not like most people wouldn't need to hear it, but because I don't have this itself on vinyl, it's just come out, I thought I would get that. It's pretty good. So yeah, slightly different songs on there, but all of the big ones are still there, different versions. So that's nice. That's why I got back into this, because I thought, well, I actually haven't listened to the proper one for a while. But yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you did mention it.
I've done a quiz, Brett.
Have you? Is the storm not imminent?
Well, it's long enough to get these five questions.
Let's do it.
So, in honor of Neil Young, this is all about child stars.
Child stars.
Young.
Okay.
Young. You see what I've done there? They're young.
Young. Yeah, you've gone for the youth. Well, as you always do.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well. Have you got your washing up? Have you?
Has your wife
taken this opportunity with the wind? That will put some washing out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's a storm and it's going to fly away.
Honestly, I'm not feeling this, but
you're terrified, aren't you? I'm seeing it on your face. You're absolutely terrified. You think you're going to get swept away like Dorothy or something?
I'm a skyscraper.
Just think of Dwayne Johnson. He's already on a skyscraper, isn't he? You know what I mean?
Right.
Take lessons from the Rock.
What I want to tell you is the misdemeanors, and you've got to tell me who they are. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So in 2014, this young singer was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and drag racing. And he was also charged with vandalism after egging a neighbor's home.
Sounds like a right cunt's behavior, doesn't it?
Is it
Bieber? Is it?
It is Bieber, yeah. Well done.
Imagine getting arrested for drag racing, fucking prick.
Thinks he's Kinnicky.
Fucking lazy eyed prick.
With bad skin. right. Back in 2007, this singer shaved her head and attacked a photographer, and then was put under the watch of her father. And I think that went all right.
Yeah, that's fine. Is that the wonderfully naked Britney Spears?
Well, I'm constantly naked, I think.
Constantly on TikTok naked.
I'm not keen on it, to be honest.
Put away, lass.
Right. Number three. A child star of the 80s, this actress was a smoker at 9, was boozing at 11, and on the coke by 13 when she checked into rehab, and then she tried to kill herself a year later.
It could be one of many, but I'll go for Drew Barrymore with that one.
That's correct.
Good.
Right. Another star of the 80s. This guy, there's a clue for you, was dead by the age of 38 in 2010. Apparently, at his best or worst, he was on 85 Valium a day, and I've got no idea how you can do that.
85 Valium. I don't know the answer to this one.
Okay.
But I do have a bit of a fact for you.
All right.
Did you know that people are called guys because of Guy Fawkes? This guy, that guy, it's because of guys.
Okay.
So there you go.
I don't understand it, but
no, okay. Who's this? Yeah, who is this wonderful person?
He was also immortalized in a song by The Thrills, 2000s indie band.
Oh, no, I'm not really a big fan of The Thrills.
Okay, well, they only had 3 hits, and this is the third and final one. It didn't work out for them either. It's Corey Haim.
Corey Haim, oh, okay. I know Corey Haim. If you had mentioned, Lost Boys or something, I would have got that.
Be too easy, wouldn't it? You've got 3 out of 4.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You probably get this one. Another child actress. She has been arrested for drink driving twice. Coke possession, been in rehab at least 6 times. She now lives in Dubai and apparently follows the Islamic faith. Apparently.
Really? Really?
Uh-huh. And she's ginger.
I don't know who this is. And she's ginger. Yeah. Well, I know all about the gingers, but I don't know who this one is. Nah. Who's this, Cliff?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, she lives in Dubai, does she?
Mm-hmm, yeah. She's always out and
about. Have you seen her knocking about, have you?
Seen at an event, but I haven't obviously not spoken about. Yeah.
Well, why not?
Apparently she's married to a fella.
Wimp.
Here. Wimp. All right. Mean boy. So that's that. That's your quiz. You got 3 out of 5.
Well, thanks. That's the conclusion of the quiz, and thank you for it.
Was it all right, wasn't it? You're not going to complain about it this time?
No, I've got no complaints. No complaints.
That's good.
Nothing to say.
Good.
Should we do the music then before you get swept away?
This is good. Yes, please. You say it.
Yes, please, 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 please. Don't prolong this any longer. Yeah, so we got music this week from our friend Leon, who was in the Coronations. Mm-hmm. And it's his debut single. This one's called Arrest.
Very good,
isn't
it?
Released under the name Stevie Leon.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Cheers
good.
For sending it, and let's play it, and we'll talk to you next at the time. See you later then.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.